Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on chakra wellness for sensitive souls. So welcome, welcome. I'm so happy and excited to have you. Today, we have a very special topic, and we're going to cover how we can balance our chakras to activate our feminine energy to become absolutely irresistible. So if you want to learn how to do that, continue listening. All right, so hopefully you know a little bit about chakras. We have our 7 personal chakras, our root chakra for grounding and stability, our sacral chakra for creativity and intimate connections, our solar plexus for our strength and personal power, our heart chakra for empathy, understanding, and connecting on a deeper level. We also have our throat chakra for communication and self-expression, third eye for our own personal intuition, discernment, and wisdom, and our crown chakra, which we use to connect with the divine and higher power and universal energies all around us. So if you want to know more about those chakras, well, we are going to cover all of them coming up, but if you want just a little brief overview, you can check out the Chakra 101 series that will let you know everything there is to know about chakras on a very basic level. So when it comes to balancing these chakras for feminine energy, we have to talk about the feminine chakras and the masculine chakras. So your feminine chakras are going to be your sacral chakra, which is your womb space, your creativity, your magnetic energy, your emotions, your heart chakra, which we talked about is love, and we have our third eye. So those are the 3 feminine chakras. Your 3 masculine chakras are going to be your root chakra, your solar plexus, and your throat chakra, because those have to do with grounding, expression, also your personal power, that inner warrior when it comes to your solar plexus, but they're all super important and they all rely on each other. So if one chakra is off, they're all off. Now your crown chakra is a neutral chakra. It is neither feminine nor masculine. It is just truly divine. But let's go over some ways we can balance these chakras to help us to become more irresistible and stepping into that full feminine energy. Okay, so I'm going to cover with you some signs that you may be out of balance. When we are a little bit too activated in our masculine chakras, we might be a little more stiff, a little more rigid, a little bit more demanding. We might focus more on the external world, our physical world, whereas our feminine chakras, we're going to be more flowy, in tune with ourselves. We're going to be focused more on creativity, our emotions, and we're very intuitive. Everything's on an intuitive basis. But either or, when any of these is out of balance, let's say we're too much in our masculine, we're stiff, right? But if we're too much in our feminine, then we're really soft and we can come across as very passive, which both of those in a very polarized way is not going to get you that magnetic power, that irresistibility. You're not going to get that from being only in one or the other, which a lot of feminine coaches and teachers out there kind of teach you to be more in the feminine. And with that, we want to activate those feminine chakras, absolutely. But we want to utilize some of our masculine chakras to create this dynamic balance, this dynamic power. And that is what makes you truly magnetic and just so irresistible. That just draws people to you and they want to learn more about you. When you want to come across as more dynamic or magnetic or attractive or irresistible, there has to be something that people don't quite know just how you do what you do. So if you're too much of one thing, they think they got you all figured out and there's not much of a draw there. You get what I'm saying? Right? Okay, so let's kind of go over a little framework on ways we can incorporate our chakras in a very down-to-earth daily kind of way, right? So when we look at the root chakra, that has to do with your stability, feeling grounded, feeling safe and secure. So what are some things that you do or you can do to make you feel more safe and secure and more stable? for a lot of women, that is creating a routine, having a schedule. That is being able to have a safe space, being able to feel comforted. That could be spending time with your family. That could also be doing more body work, focusing on your physical fitness with more lower body exercises. That's a way that we can utilize the root chakra to start building that foundation for ourselves. And that's another piece to it, is your foundation, also your beliefs. So we know that our beliefs can really get in the way of things, right? So your beliefs are also connected to the root chakra. So starting with the root chakra, we want to focus on, what beliefs do I have about myself? What do I believe about myself that tells me I'm not magnetic, that tells me I'm not irresistible, that tells me I'm not confident, that tells me I'm not powerful, I'm not beautiful? What are those beliefs? Because everything you do after you have those beliefs are going to reflect those beliefs. So we can't become magnetic or irresistible or attractive in the way we want to be if we're not taking care of those beliefs, right? So work on your beliefs, get down to the why or the what it is that you're believing, and then work to shift those. And we will shift those in a different area of your chakras, but just know, get a clearer understanding of what your beliefs actually are so we know where we're starting from. Create a routine for yourself, something that you can do every day, no matter what your mood is, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening out there in the world. What is something you can do to help you to feel grounded and safe? Make your home feel safe. When everything is everywhere, when everything is super cluttered and messy, it gets really hard to feel really cozy and safe in your environment. For some people, clutter makes them feel safe because it lets them know that they have stuff that says they're here, right? But that can also stem from a feeling of fear. So make your home as safe and cozy and comfortable as possible. And that's a way that you can utilize the root chakra when it comes to creating your first set of balance to helping you become more irresistible. Now let's move up to our sacral chakra. Ooh, this is our first feminine chakra. This has to do with creativity, with your intimate connections, with sensuality, with flow, with all that good stuff, right? When we want to focus on our sacral chakra to help us to feel more magnetic, I want you to get really in tune with your emotions. Get in tune with your emotions, how you're feeling, how you're connecting to things. Sometimes we only look at the way that things are connecting to us, and we kind of use that as feedback to figure out how we should then connect to other things. But if you can take a step back and see, how are you connecting to things? How are you connecting to life? How are you connecting to your relationships? That's how we can really start to bring in the magnetism. We magnetize a lot of things through emotion. How do you feel about the things that you want to attract into your life? How do you feel about your relationships, your close connections? How do you feel about your self-worth? Your self-worth has a lot to do with your sacral chakra. We also hold a lot of negative emotions in our sacral chakra as well, about how we feel about ourselves in connection to other people. So we can experience a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, all of that can reside there in the sacral chakra and also in the solar plexus too. But this is more so in regards to intimacy and on a deep connected level. And I want you to learn, if you don't know already, how to get really intimate with yourself, how to build that strong, intimate connection with yourself, where you know yourself on a very deep personal level. And that takes time, but do something that feels pleasurable to you every day. Every day, don't miss a beat. Sometimes that can look like dancing, that can look like enjoying one of your favorite foods, that could be smelling a certain scent that is of sweetness. That can be activating all of your senses. If you want to tap more into your senses, you can listen to the series on sensual healing, and that can give you a little more insight on that. But tapping into those senses, get yourself into a little sensory experience where you're touching things that feel good to you, right? When you rub certain things or things are really soft or silky, that really activates a certain experience and feeling to the body. Also, taking baths are really good for the sacral chakra, and giving your womb some attention is really good. So womb breathing, womb exercises, womb meditations, building a connection with your womb space, forgiving yourself for sending any negative energy to your womb space, all of that is really important for your sacral chakra. So taking good care of that. Another way that I love to activate my sacral chakra is through hula hooping. So if you follow me on Instagram, you've noticed lately I have just been on my hula hoop journey and I just love it. And trust me, like, body work with chakras is really helpful because it does activate the energy, the emotions, and it supports the mind as well. So it's all connected. Now, moving up from your root and your sacral, right now we've got foundation and we're getting in tune emotionally. Let's talk about your solar plexus, because without this, you're not going to get very far, right? Your solar plexus is your confidence. It's your personal power, but it's also your gut. And it's also going to house whether or not you struggle with hormonal imbalance, because we deal with hormonal imbalances due to a very stressed out liver that is holding on to excess estrogen, that's holding on to all this cortisol, that's holding on to all the things that's making you feel icky. So we want to take really good care of our gut. All right. So when your gut is clean, it's going to improve your skin. You're going to get a radiant glow in your skin. You're going to feel so much more energized. You will make better decisions. So your solar plexus also has to do with decision making as well. You're going to make better decisions for yourself. You're going to build more discipline for yourself as well. You're going to start focusing much better. Your mental focus is going to be stronger, all from cleaning up your gut, and your mood will be elevated. Those seven things right there, I mean, I think I'd feel pretty good if I could just even get those in balance. So if you could imagine, you're feeling grounded, you're in tune with your emotions, and now you are feeling more confident and you're taking care of your digestion. Win, win, win. So start taking care of that. Set some goals and accomplish them. Crush those goals. Make them smaller if you're having a hard time completing them. Make the goals as small and tiny as possible to where you are completing something every single day. I love having a power hour where you just set a timer for 1 hour. You clear away distractions. Those things are robbing you of your joy, of your strength, of your confidence. Put those things away. Set an hour to power through and complete something. I don't care what it is, even if it's just organizing one drawer. Having that feeling of accomplishment is so good for your confidence in any way possible. It could even be literally setting some time to just do one thing that you've been putting off for the longest time. When you do it, you're going to feel so good, and it's going to motivate you to keep going and doing more. So that's a way that you can focus on balancing your solar plexus chakra. Moving up, we're going to move on to our heart chakra, your second feminine energy chakra. Your heart chakra has to do with really empathy and understanding and feeling through the heart space, having compassion for others, having love, unconditional love for others, being able to feel love, but also having that for yourself, practicing self-love for you, practicing self-compassion for you, practicing empathy for you, looking at your past self and saying, yeah, you know, we went through some things and you came out of it. You did better than you thought you would. So having that level of love and empathy for others, but also for yourself, that's where the inner beauty comes in. And that just radiates your spirit like crazy. So we can activate this by giving to other things that are bigger than ourselves, volunteering, helping those in need if we have the capacity to, also allowing other people to help us and not to feel so prideful. I really learned a lot by allowing for other people to help me. And I had to go through that last year where, you know, I was feeling so stressed that everything I try to do by myself didn't really put a dent into anything. So I was like, okay, I'm going to allow for other people to help me. So rather that's allowing for yourself to get a massage or going to the chiropractor or acupuncture or literally going to the doctor or even getting a pedicure, whatever it is, allow for other people to care for you too. That's how the world goes around, right? We can't just give, give, give. We can't just receive, receive, receive. But we're creating that balance in that heart space. Okay. All right. So then next from our heart, we have our throat chakra. This has to do with your communication. You are expressing yourself. You are saying how you feel. You are saying what's on your mind. But it's not just you saying whatever you are holding back from, right? It's also having to do with manifesting and affirmations and positive self-talk. When you practice affirmations, and I mean the right affirmations, you'll be amazed at how much that vibration. I want you to take two fingers and place it on your throat right now, and I want you to just say a few words. Just say, I am absolutely magnetic. I am so irresistible. I am so beautiful. I am so powerful. I am a true goddess in my life right now. Do you feel your throat vibrating? Yes, you do. And those vibrations of what you just said are being sent down through every chakra in your body and sent up as well. So practicing affirmations towards yourself is activating the throat chakra. Just like we were working on those beliefs in our root chakra, now it's time to shift those beliefs with positive affirmations and positive self-talk. And you really have to be very consistent and very diligent with this. When I practiced this, the results were unreal. I couldn't believe how powerful I felt. Now, it took some time. I didn't really feel anything until about 12, 13 days, I started to feel a shift where things started changing and I started to feel amazing and other people were repeating back to me what I was saying inside, right? I didn't say it on the outside. I was saying it in my inner self-talk. People were repeating it back to me and I was like, whoa, this is crazy, right? So it does have a lot of power. It really does. Not only you communicating and speaking and talking and inner talk and all of that good stuff. Listening as well. Practicing active listening inspires and creates healthy conversations. And when you can have healthy communication and healthy conversations, people love to talk to you. People love to be around you. And that makes you so irresistible. I think a lot of times when we think of being irresistible, we think of being mysterious. And in mystery, we're silent, right? But have you ever met such a charming person that listens to you? And the things that they say just feel like gold? You want to just be around that person all day long. Or have you ever listened to a beautiful singer and their voice is so melodic and so angelic or so powerful and it just draws you in? You can listen to it all day long. You can't tell me that it's not irresistible, right? Okay, so that would be the throat chakra. And now we're going to move up to our third eye chakra, which is going to be our intuition, right? This is you having that discernment. This is you being able to see things more clearly, see things past the illusions. And we can fall into a lot of illusions, a lot of false beliefs, a lot of traps out there that make us feel a certain type of way. But if we can get our minds clear, and if we can set that vision for ourselves, and we're setting a vision for ourselves to be truly magnetic and truly irresistible, we get very clear on that focus. We start to send information back down through our entire chakra system, including our mind, because the third eye has to do with the mind as well. Now we know what direction we need to do, the habits we need to apply, the things we need to incorporate into our daily lives in order for us to reach that feeling of being very magnetic. So the third eye can be very, very powerful. And a way that you can activate that is, again, through setting a vision, creating a vision board if you want, but also meditating as well, meditating and calming the mind. When your mind is too active and too busy, that's going to distract you. It's going to make you feel chaotic, and that is not going to create a feeling of irresistibility or magnetic attraction. All right, and then we're going to go to our last chakra, which is going to be the crown chakra. And this is you trusting, surrendering to the divine, allowing for divine protection, allowing for divine assistance, allowing for divine guidance, connecting to the world around you, looking at everything as it being connected to one another, connecting to animals, connecting to life, connecting to God, creator, spirit, whatever it is, connecting to nature, seeing the connectivity in all things makes you so whole as an individual. You no longer feel so fragmented, right? So you naturally start to create this dynamic experience just by you recognizing how connected you are to all the things that are around you. So very, very powerful energy. If you were to combine all of these chakras, all of these things together, all of this energy together, I guarantee you, you will absolutely become one of the most powerful women that you know. Very rarely are women actually able to do this and stick with it and stay consistent and make it a part of their lifestyle. But if you decide to activate this energy, you will feel absolutely incredible and magnetic, I promise. Just practice this for like 2 weeks and you will see a huge difference. You will feel like a different person. So if this is interesting to you, then you can head over to Harpland Academy, where I have a free guidebook of 35 super easy practical tips that you can apply for incorporating your chakras in a very easy way in your daily life. Super easy to do. And you know, there's just so many more tips than I can share here, because if I'm going to list all these tips, you're probably going to forget most of them anyways. And that way you can just have that reference that you can fall back on at any time. All right. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this content. And if you do enjoy this content, be sure to follow and subscribe so you get notified every Tuesday that there's a brand new episode, and every Thursday when there is a brand new meditation. Thank yourself for showing up today, and thank you for tuning in to Harpland Podcast.